Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Hello and welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, episode 146. Starting out with March with an extension off of our previous podcast on artificial intelligence. We had a great feedback and response to our previous podcast on just general AI points and things that you can apply to your company and brand to make you more successful. You know, now we all know that artificial intelligence is one of those buzzwords right now. So for me, it's important to kind of take a step back and really see how you can apply this. First, we talked about just the general application of artificial intelligence, generative artificial intelligence. If you haven't listened to the Visionary Chronicles podcast on that, I would highly recommend you take a look at that one or listen to that one. And it'll give you a little bit of a context of what we're going to talk about today. So I think it's really important not to just talk about artificial intelligence, but also help the leaders of these brands and companies, these visionaries, to apply artificial intelligence intelligently. And I say that because with LiquidMind, the brand that I run, we'd work with a lot of brands, both small entrepreneurial and big large cap brands, where they want to have very focused efforts around how to apply artificial intelligence. And many times what we find is the leader just wants to find a spot and say that they're doing artificial intelligence for the sake of the fact that investors are proud of that. So I think that's a misguided, to put it lightly, approach to how you want to attack artificial intelligence and how you want to utilize it. So today we're going to talk about brand marketing. So AI brand marketing, I'm going to talk about five areas marketing leaders can utilize with artificial intelligence. So what I really like about this is that it really gives you the context of starting somewhere and really being able to identify not only what you should be implementing, but how to implement it and how to measure it. You know, those are all things that you want to define when you're talking about artificial intelligence. Is I find in many instances, and maybe with your company, maybe with your brand, that you kind of overthink things. And you can certainly do that with artificial intelligence. But I do know that those that aren't actually looking to implement it have a strategy around how you're going to implement artificial intelligence, you will fail long term. That's a given. It's no different than the application of CRM, the internet. Look at the progression over the years of all true visionary or revolutionary ideas and applications that people have adopted over the years, and those that chose not to adopt are fossils. So if you don't want to become a fossil, that's what the intention is here today with talking about artificial intelligence. Again, first starting out with kind of a general application from a company perspective on where you can apply artificial intelligence. And today we're going to get a little bit more focused around the marketing aspect of it. So I love a quote from Malcolm Gladwell, and it says, "The visionary starts with a clean sheet of paper and reimagines the world." And if you kind of think about that quote, I talk about quotes every week, by the way, on Visionary Chronicles, and it has an application to what we're talking about each and every week with the Visionary Chronicles. So when Malcolm talks about this reimagining the world, that's really what artificial intelligence is looking to do. It's just a matter of how you capture it and how you utilize it with your brand and how effectively you implement it. And I say that because you're having this transition, I'll call it. People hear the word artificial intelligence at all levels, and they get either intimidated by it, excited by it, or they just want to implement it for the sake of implementing it. You know, each one of those is a unique aspect and dynamic beyond artificial intelligence. You still need human interaction to be successful with artificial intelligence. And so what you want to make sure of is that the application of artificial intelligence across your company and your brand is well thought out. You've got a strategy. And we do this with LiquidMind. We have stages of application of artificial intelligence that brands need to take a look at. And each brand is different. And each company is different, whether a product, a service, whatever it may be, each one of you have a different application for artificial intelligence. And until you what I call whiteboard that out, you don't really know what is going to work and what is not going to work, other than you know you need to do artificial intelligence. That's not a strategy, by the way. Everybody needs to implement artificial intelligence in some way, in some manner. You just need to have a strategy around how you're going to be able to do that. So I say artificial intelligence is quickly becoming a competitive weapon. And I say it's a weapon because if used properly, you have the ability to take down your competition very quickly. And all leaders must understand, define, and integrate artificial intelligence into the brand in some manner, but you have to have a strategy, methodical strategy around how you're going to be doing that. So in particular, marketing leaders can leverage what I call leverage artificial intelligence in various areas inside of their brand and their company to drive revenue through global market share gains and then crush their competitors as a result of doing that. That's kind of the end result, right? Is that you want to gain market share. You want to drive revenue. You want to have an effective return on your investment. There's been many, many investments in marketing in particular where it's non-measurable. So having something where you can have a data metric dashboard with artificial intelligence investments that gives you a clear return on your investment is really something to this date has been somewhat intangible, now becomes tangible. So again, with all the relentless artificial intelligence information, data, things coming at us on a day-to-day basis, I really wanted to kind of narrow it down to, I find you go beyond 5 to 10 of these and it really gets lost on those when we talk through the podcast. And the most of the feedback that we get is that brand leaders, executives, entrepreneurs, whoever it is, and I love this, that you reach back out to us. And by the way, you can reach out to me at any time at Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, at liquidmindsite.com, L-I-Q-U-I-D-M-I-N-D-S-I-T-E.com. And I'm happy to answer any questions you might have in regards to what we talk about here on the Visionary Chronicles. And also with the Visionary Chronicles, if you want to take a listen to the previous Visionary Chronicle podcast that I talked about with artificial intelligence and the start of this series that we're talking about here, feel free to do that on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. And if you wouldn't mind, would be love it if you would subscribe and you'll be aware of the new weekly Visionary Chronicles podcast that we have. And we also will send you a newsletter. So we've had great feedback on that. And those that have seen the newsletter and those that reach out and have questions after the podcast, happy to do that as well. I love the interaction with the entrepreneurs and the business owners and the executive leaders that are applying what we talk about. And the understanding that we hopefully provide as well is very, very commonplace, I call it. I want to make sophisticated as simple. I love the Apple principle there as well, is that when we talk about these sophisticated things, bring it down to earth and have it so people can apply it. So again, with all this, what I call relentless information on artificial intelligence and the data that's coming out almost on a second-by-second basis, I want to talk about 5 key areas where generative artificial intelligence can have an impact with marketing leaders. And I say marketing leaders because they need to understand exactly what are you trying to achieve with your brand through marketing analytics with artificial intelligence. It certainly can become a weapon, but it can turn on you fairly quickly as well. So you want to make sure that you have, when we do this again, kind of a point-by-point whiteboard that we do on artificial intelligence, the who, what, why, when, and where with why artificial intelligence, where artificial intelligence, how, and when. So it gives you really a clear path to integrating artificial intelligence into your brand and being able to utilize it as an effective weapon for what I call crushing your competition. And so today I'm going to talk about 5 key areas, not all of them. I think when you start talking about artificial intelligence, you have to kind of build this pinnacle of impact and start with 1 through 5, 5 to 10, 6 to 10. You know, you can't put too many of these things out there, else it gets lost in the weeds with people. So the first that we talk about, most people are familiar with campaigns. And the effect that artificial intelligence has on that is what I call individualized marketing campaigns. And AI enables marketing leaders to create highly targeted, customized marketing campaigns tailored to individual customer preferences, behaviors, and demographics. Now, that's only three. We can go up to double digits here on how far down that chain you can go with how artificial intelligence can tailor this to individual consumers that are following your brand or are part of your brand community. So by analyzing, and this is where you get a separation between humans and artificial intelligence, is by analyzing what I call vast amounts of data. AI power tools can segment audiences more effectively, identify relevant content and messaging, and deliver targeted campaigns across multiple channels, increasing engagement and conversion rates. So that's a mouthful, but really what you're looking at here is achieving when we look at the magic bullet of marketing campaigns is driven through social media campaigns as well as email. So if the ability for you to have these individualized marketing campaigns to personalize the engagement with customers and then the anticipation of what they're talking about or what their interests are, and have you proactively create through artificial intelligence campaigns that get put out there for the brand. Can you imagine that? That's one thing that marketing teams are not very good at, is proactivity. So what artificial intelligence provides to you is what I call proactivity, the ability for you to define what your customer is talking about, what your customer wants, and being able to proactively put something in front of them that drives engagement. And then as a direct result, conversion rates, if you're a D2C brand. So first is individualized marketing campaigns. The second is what I call campaign analytics. The campaigns are only as good as your ability to get numbers off the return on investment from these campaigns. So it's really important that marketing leaders can use AI-driven campaign, what we call predictive analytics, to forecast future market trends. Now that's, I'll repeat that. That's one that for those marketing leaders that are wondering, when I do these campaigns, you know, the first, again, individualized marketing campaigns, we talked about what they do. The campaign analytics side of it is an AI-driven campaign through predictive analytics to forecast future market trends. That's unbelievable. I mean, we've never really had that weapon before. Customer behaviors and campaign performance. We've always had campaign performance to a certain degree. You know, that's always hard to measure on a return level. But we have, to a certain degree, had the ability to measure campaign performance. What we have not had that artificial intelligence gives to us is forecasting future market trends and customer behaviors. That's a whole new level and weapon that marketing leaders need to have in their arsenal if they're going to be able to drive market share and engagement with their consumers. So by analyzing historical data, and this is what AI does as well, is it scrubs historical data and identifies patterns and correlations. You know, AI algorithms can provide valuable insights to marketing leaders, allowing them to make more informed decisions and allocate resources more effectively, enabling them to stay ahead of competitors and capitalizing on emerging opportunities. Now, I summarize that because it's a mouthful, but really I'm going to talk about it again. We talk about these campaign analytics. Everybody that I talk to through Liquid Mind and the leaders, when I talk about what are campaign analytics, predominantly they talk about campaign performance. They don't talk anything about trending. They don't talk anything about future analysis and opportunity. So these algorithms allow you to do extensive historical research to adapt to future opportunities. So again, marketing leaders can use these campaign predictive analytics to forecast future market trends, customer behavior, and campaign performance. And as a result, the algorithms will provide the data you need in order to make informed decisions, not just throwing darts at a board, in allocating resources more effectively. That's another thing too. It's interesting when you talk about allocation of resources on marketing teams, is where is the opportunity? Not only present, you got to talk about it and think of AI as past, present, and future. Past analysts, and then present opportunity and future opportunity. So you make these informed decisions and you allocate resources based off of those opportunities, enabling to stay ahead of the competition and capitalize on those emerging opportunities. So that's the second one, is campaign analytics. So it goes way beyond what we've talked about before. It's historical, past, present, and future, and analyzing all of these to be predictive analytics for future forecast and market trends and customer behavior and campaign performance, and anticipating proactively what your customer wants to talk about and how to engage with them and how to make them more loyal to your brand. The third is content optimization. AI-powered content optimization tools can help marketing leaders improve not only the quality, but I say the relevance of their content to better resonate with target audiences. And I say relevance because most people talk about targeting. They don't talk about quality. They don't talk about relevance. To a certain degree, they talk about relevance, and not to the in-depth that AI would allow you through the data it provides in your customers and your community to really define the quality of your content. So one weapon with artificial intelligence on content optimization that's going to be something today, it's somewhat in its infancy, but tomorrow is going to be a significant opportunity for brands and all products, services, and across the globe, is what they call NLP, natural language processing. So the best example I can give you is, let's just say, Alexa, Siri, whatever it happens to be, that you'll be able to define or be able to have natural language processing with customers to give them virtually anything they want. Now, to a certain degree, again, it's in its infancy. I can attest that when I use those natural language processors, they're good, not great. So they've got some work to do, but the intent here is really the opportunity. So they can analyze content performance metrics, customer feedback, and social media trends to identify topics, formats, messaging, and more effectively driving engagement. I think that's what we see when we analyze our brand's content management strategies, is the engagement and the conversion is always something that's needs improvement. So you're not the only one out there with engagement issues and also with conversion issues. Most brands deal with this day to day. So natural language processing algorithms are also ones that are voice commands, that artificial intelligence can convert this to actionable data and metrics that you can use for your brand to, again, improve the content of your social media, also building a loyal customer base and providing value beyond your product or your service. So utilize that content optimization tools wherever you can. And this enables marketing leaders to optimize their content strategy and gain a competitive edge. So again, this falls into the campaign, what we call the marketing overall overriding digital marketing strategy of any brand. And then number four is customer lifestyle experience. I call it customer lifestyle experience. We say CLE when we whiteboard it. And this really is AI technologies such as chatbots, virtual assistants that can enhance customer experience by providing personalized and responsive support through the buyer journey. Now, I will also say this is in its infancy because I deal with chatbots as you do and visual assistants as you do, and they're not very good. But again, the intent here is that they're getting better. And the fact is that they're in place and they're getting better by the second because of artificial intelligence. And it helps the buyer journey because personalized customer experience and service is virtually non-existent. So the fact that this is coming up through the chain and on a day-to-day basis, a responsive support strategy through the buyer journey is critical. The attention span now is probably 2 to 3 seconds. So can you imagine somebody waiting on the phone for customer service to tell them that they can't answer the question? So at least these chatbots and virtual assistants, let's say even the hit rate is 80%. It's better than 10 or 20. So when you look at AI technologies, chatbots, virtual assistants can enhance the customer experience for providing responsive support throughout that buyer journey. So critical to success. And marketing leaders can leverage AI-powered conversational interfaces to engage customers in real time. That's another big thing, answering questions, providing recommendations, and resolve issues efficiently. So what that does is what? It improves customer satisfaction, which is the gold standard for brands, and loyalty while gaining market share. That is the beautiful thing of AI, is that as this gets better, here's the magic bullet here with lifestyle experience. Is it just not buying your product? It's buying the experience of buying your product. And the return as much as the buying, the questions as much as the answers. So improving customer satisfaction and loyalty while gaining market share is the key. So customer lifestyle experience. And the fifth is marketing automation. We get this thrown around a lot. So I like to talk about it and give you a little bit of context around marketing automation. So through AI-powered marketing automation, what we call platforms, marketing leaders can streamline and automate various marketing processes that they work with on a day-to-day basis. From lead generation and nurturing to email marketing and campaign management, AI-driven automation tools can help marketing leaders optimize workflows, increase productivity, deliver more consistent and targeted messages across all their channels, you know, enabling them to scale their marketing efforts and capture a larger market share. So can you imagine having the ability to more effectively utilize your resources, but at the same time gain market share, increase customer satisfaction and loyalty, and be able to drive your brand equity higher? That's a beautiful formula for success. So again, through these AI tools, marketing automation is a key component to what this implementation of the top four look like. So again, looking at these five, and again, it's not all of them, but it gives you probably the top five that you want your marketing team to focus on. First is, again, individualized marketing campaigns. The second is campaign analytics. The third is content optimization. The fourth is customer lifestyle experience. And number five, marketing automation. So again, we like to put it in simple language here at Liquid Mind. So I want to make sure that when we work with our brands, it's easily understood because it's a complicated subject. So by leveraging AI in these critical areas that we talked about, these five areas, marketing leaders can gain a competitive long-term advantage. They can drive revenue growth, expand their market share, increase customer loyalty, customer experience, and gain market share. And everybody has an increasing competitive and data-driven landscape. So each one of you needs to ensure that when you look at AI, first look at your company level. Again, with the Visionary Chronicles, the previous podcast, I talked a little bit on the top level with the company. The second is the marketing piece, which we're talking about today. But make sure you have what I call this kind of octopus strategy, AI being the center of the body of what you're looking to achieve with your brand through AI, and the tentacles being the different aspects that are still connected to the heart of your company and your brand. Make sure you understand the who, what, why, when, and where of AI. And it can be a tool and an effective weapon for you gaining market share and increasing customer loyalty. So everybody should be looking at this. So again, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. Happy to answer any questions. We work with this every day with our brands at Liquid Mind, so we're very familiar with this subject. So again, I say stay true, stay authentic, be different, be great. Thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles today. And enjoy the journey. You know, I always kind of brush over this at the end of each podcast, but I truly want to say enjoy the journey. It's a tough world out there today. So enjoy your journey along the way and make sure you keep your eyes, ears open for all kinds of opportunities to continue to grow your company and your brand. And the Visionary Chronicles, if you could, if you like what we're talking about, we would love to have you subscribe to the Visionary Chronicles. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify. We're on iHeart. We're on Google Podcasts. We're on virtually every podcast streaming channel across the globe. Would love to have you subscribe to the Visionary Chronicles podcast, and we'll also send you newsletters each week. And then also, as we do this weekly podcast, if you subscribe to the Visionary Chronicles, we will also send you an ebook copy of my new book, which was released last year, The Visionary Brand. And when you look at the Visionary Brand, this is the success formula behind the world's most visionary brands. And it also last year received the Reader's Favorite Award for Best Nonfiction Marketing Genre Book, and it is a bestseller. So very proud of that. And thank you again for those of you who purchased the book. And then more importantly, those that applied what we talked about in the Visionary Brand as well. And with the release of the Visionary Brands, we're also recently launched the Visionary Brand Master Course through the visionaryfiles.com. And very privileged to have a lot of feedback from those that have taken the course. We have almost 2,000 that have taken the course over a four-month time frame. And it's 2 hours of visionary lessons training, video training. It's literally taking chapters from the book and breaking it down chapter by chapter so you can skip over those. Hopefully you go through all 2 hours, but you can literally skip through the ones that you want to see by subject. So we hope you like that. And we got some great feedback from entrepreneurs and executives that have taken the course already. So also I oversee Liquid Mind. It's a global brand strategy firm at liquidmindsite.com. And you can reach out to me at Brian, B-R-Y-E-N, at liquidmindsite.com, L-I-Q-U-I-D-M-I-N-D-S-I-T-E.com, and also on Facebook, X, Instagram, and on LinkedIn. So I look forward to any feedback you have on the Visionary Chronicles. Again, if you like what we're doing, please subscribe to the Visionary Chronicles. You get the newsletter each week, the podcast each week, and then also now we're offering up the Visionary Brand ebook. So feel free to sign up, subscribe, and also pass it on to those you think might learn from what we're talking about here at the Visionary Chronicles. Again, appreciate your time. Know you're busy. And we look forward to the next Visionary Chronicles.